When my dad wrote Eskimo Day and Cold Enough for Snow nearly 20 years ago, they did an initial read through in our garden, and I listened to it. I just sat in the corner and listened to it, and I was absolutely horrified, not by the material, which was obviously wonderful, but by how clear it was that he'd been completely devastated by us leaving home. And he wrote them as a kind of way of accepting and dealing with empty nest syndrome. And they had a huge effect at the time. And I think I did know that, but it was just hearing the way he'd chosen to express that in drama really brought it home to me. And I was so upset and also thrown by the fact that none of the young people in his plays were representative of me, because they're all very, very eager to leave home and hit the road and grow up. And I wasn't like that at all. I couldn't have been more different. I've written Thin Ice as a response to Eskimo Day and Cold Enough for Snow, telling the true story of what happened when he took me to Manchester. I had to be practically winched out of home and dragged into the car and driven to Manchester because I really didn't want to go. I didn't want any of the things that came with adult life, growing up or the next stage. I think it's a play that I couldn't have written then, that you have to have 20 years of perspective in a way in order to see it from the other side. And in a way, the play is trying to give myself advice that I've already not taken. So slightly too late, but hopefully entertainingly for everybody else.
Thin Ice by Amy Rosenthal.
Yes. And he's done it again. The Aussies have no answer to schoolboy legend Danny Maddox, and the 1993 Ashes are hanging in the balance. Yeah. Dad, look, is this a good leg spin?
Not now, Danny. I've got a million things. Can you stop with the cricket ball indoors and help me finish loading up the car?
Well, I'm not actually going to bowl it. I just wanted to look at my grip when I looked.
Oh, Danny!
Sorry. It was an accident. I wasn't meant to let go.
Just be careful, will you? Where's your sister? Run up and tell her we need to hit the road quite soon.
I thought you said help load the car.
It's fine. You go and get Edie.
Mum's up there already. She's gone nuts again.
Who has?
Hello?
Edie. Oh, she was fine 10 minutes ago.
Well, she's not now.
Right. Right, well, I better go and talk to her.
How's that? Yeah, I think she might have locked herself in. There's nothing to lose.
You're gonna give it all a try. For God's sake, Edie, open the door. I'm not gonna discuss this through 3 inches of pine.
Well, no point discussing it anyway if you're not going to let me stay.
How many times do we have to go through this? It's not up to me or Dad.
It is. You're the grown-ups. You can do what you want. You could stop this whole stupid thing if you liked it. We could all just get on with our lives.
Which, in your case, means going to university, like all your friends.
It's different for them.
Even they think you're being ridiculous.
No, they don't.
What were you arguing about last night, then?
They want to get away from home. They can't wait. You should be pleased. I'm the one who likes my parents.
Yep, it really feels like it.
Hi.
Oh, take over, will you?
What set her off?
I fatally suggested she might like to leave just one of the woolly jumpers behind, and I offered her a brand new lipstick that apparently she'd never use.
I don't wear lipstick.
Just said, it's sometimes worth painting on a smile when you don't feel like smiling. She slammed the door and she's crashing about in there like the first Mrs. Rochester.
I've got ears, you know.
Right, come on, Squirrel. We've had a lovely morning. We've all had a nice breakfast together, and now it's time.
Don't say that.
All your stuff's in the car. We've got 16 ABBA CDs to listen to. It's going to be fun. Let's get cracking. I don't want to hit the traffic.
Who gives a stuff about traffic?
Well, me, if I have to sit in it for 6 hours.
Oh, don't. Let's just not go.
Now, open the door, please, now. Edie, there isn't time for this.
I thought you were supposed to love me.
What?
Oh, don't rise to it.
You're supposed to be my parent. You're just kicking me out like some animal that's accidentally got too big for the nest.
I'm taking you to Manchester, not the frozen Antarctic. You're in an all-girls hall of residence, not the wilderness.
Oh, no, but I'm not ready, Dad.
Well, who is? No one's ready for anything, ever. You've got to do it anyway. It's the doing it that makes you ready. Edie?
I'll do anything. Please, please, please give me one more chance.
I'm going to have to go with her, aren't I?
You are going with her.
I mean, I'm going to have to stay.
Stay?
Stay?
We discussed this.
Dad?
We agreed it was a bad idea.
I know. Just a few days. Settle her in.
Okay, Dad, I've got someone.
Is it a woman?
No.
Is it a man?
Well, it's male.
Is it the fellow in front doing 20 miles an hour?
No. Go on. Dad.
Well, hang on. I need to get past him or we'll be here till Christmas.
I'd be okay.
All right, then put your foot down, Billy Whiz. Is it an animal?
Not really.
So it's human?
No.
One of the blokes from ABBA?
Dad! I'll give you a clue. He's with us now.
What, in the car? Is he some kind of spiritual entity?
In a way.
A male spiritual entity that's with us in the car. Oh, it's that thing in the boot.
What thing?
Your little green friend, Star Wars.
Correct. My life-size cardboard Yoda.
Well, didn't realise that Yoda was male. He wears a dress.
That's not a dress.
Is he going to be accepted in an all-girls hall?
Well, if not, we could just go home.
My turn, is it? Let me think.
We're going to have so much fun, Dad, aren't we?
Shush, I'm thinking.
Shall we go to the theatre one night?
You'll have a lot of other things to do.
Not in the evenings. All the official stuff's in the day. I could stay at your hotel instead of in my halls.
Oh, you could you?
Is there a swimming pool in your hotel? Look,
are we playing this game or not?
We're playing it.
Right, well, let me think then.
This is going to be the best week ever. Knowing me, knowing you. There is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you. You know it.
Danny, can you set the table, please?
Seriously?
What?
Already? It's not even 6. And young Danny Maddox taps it into touch.
Football out of the kitchen, please.
Oh, how come we're eating so early?
I don't know. I just suddenly found myself chopping things.
Hang on. It's Sunday. Aren't we having a Chinese?
Oh. Sorry, darling. I was just heating up the rest of that lasagna and making a salad. I forgot it was Sunday.
Well, yesterday was Saturday and it's Monday tomorrow. That's normally a bit of a giveaway.
Thank you, Danny. I mean, without Edie and Dad. Just doesn't feel very Sunday nightish.
What? Are we never going to get a takeaway the whole time Edie's at Manchester?
Is that what I said?
No, but...
No, I forgot it was Sunday night.
How long do you think he'll stay there?
Oh, you never know with Edie. She might surprise us.
Like, let him leave before she graduates?
Danny, that is not funny.
Why are you laughing then?
I'm chopping onions.
Oh, I thought that made you cry.
Dad, let me take that. You're carrying too much.
Oh, it's all right. I'm balanced. Now, just go to the desk and tell the lady your name.
You come with me.
I'm with you. I am right behind you.
No, but you talk to her.
Edie, you're 18.
She's busy.
Don't forget to sign out or we'll let you back in.
I'm kidding. Yes, sure. Can I help you?
Edie? Hi. We're Edie Maddox. Well, she is. First year, English, single honours.
Shoe size? I'm kidding. Maddox E.
Nice and light, isn't it, Squirrel? Feels a bit like school.
What school?
Your school.
It's nothing like school.
Right, feels nothing like school.
Oh, here we go. LT3, that's the first floor landing, past the telephones. Don't mind all them crying girls. Through the double doors, up the stairs, and Bob's your proverbial.
Crying girls?
She's kidding.
No, they're just a bit homesick, soon passes. Here's your key. Oh, happen your roommate's there already.
Dad!
I think there might be a bit of a misunderstanding. Edie's in a single room.
Not according to this, she's not. LT3, Edie Maddox and Natasha Winston. You'll have ticked the box for sharing on the application form.
I did. I mean, I ticked the box for not sharing. Single occupancy, didn't we, Edie?
Well, I don't know. You filled in all the forms.
Not out of choice, I might say. Look, this is very peculiar. Are you absolutely sure?
All this is taken direct off the application forms.
Right. Sorry, kid. I must have ticked the wrong box.
Dad.
Is there anything at all that we can do? I mean, are there any single rooms going free? She's very keen to have her own space.
Aren't we all, dear? It's shocker this year. I'm surprised it's so popular being all girls.
Dad, please.
Look, I don't think you've much option, Squirrel.
Doesn't look like all girls mind when the fire alarm kicks off in the night and have to line up outside.
Really?
Never seen so many shivering lads in their boxes.
Dad, couldn't I swap with someone?
Yes, is there any chance that she could swap if someone wanted to share?
Not this term, no. You could ask come Christmas, never know.
Christmas? But that's ages away.
Feels like it now, Chuck. You'll be 40 before you know it. I'm kidding.
Where do you want your spider plant, Edie? Up here by the window, if that's okay with Natasha.
Whatever. Plants literally die when I look at them, so I'll try not to look at it.
I'll work it out, Dad. Don't worry.
Right. So, clothes I'll leave to you. Books?
I'll do the books.
And what about your little green friend?
Give it to me.
Is that Yoda?
Oh, she never leaves home without him.
Dad! It's a joke. It's me and Dad's joke.
Where do you want him? Next to the bed?
Just leave him. Honestly. You go, Dad. You're tired.
And what about your bed? Shall we quickly make it up?
I'll do it. It's fine.
Right then. Well, I'll head off. Let you two get acquainted. Get blind drunk or whatever it is you freshers do. Have you got everything you need, Edie?
I think so.
You got your mobile?
Yes, Dad.
And the charger?
It's somewhere.
I'm trying to get her to use this mobile phone, Natasha, but she's very embarrassed about it.
Because it's ginormous and no one else has got one.
Well, it won't be long before everyone's got one.
I'd kill for one. Literally.
You can have mine. Seriously.
Well, before you give it to the first taker, ring your mother, please. Just let her know you're okay.
I will.
Good girl. And get a good night's sleep. Big week ahead.
I know, Dad.
Give us a hug, then. Nice to meet you, Natasha. See you soon, no doubt. Good luck with the geography.
Yeah, thanks.
See if you can get some sense of the world map into this one's head, will you? Like just roughly where England is, that sort of thing.
I know where England is.
Get the Middle East under your belt next week.
Very yeah. Amusing, Dad.
So, we'll talk in the morning. I'll call you or you call me?
I'll call you.
And don't forget to charge your...
Phone. I will. Night, Dad.
Night, Squirrel.
I like your monkey.
He's a gorilla. Gavin Gorilla. My ex-boyfriend won him in a raffle at his nan's church.
Brilliant.
He was hoping for a bottle of port.
Is this your ex-boyfriend?
In my dreams. You're joking, aren't you?
Oh, I just thought because of the frame.
It's Robbie Williams.
Right. Yeah, no, I can see that now. It's...
Anyway, Gavin Gorilla is the best thing to cuddle if you're feeling hungover or homesick or anything. Help yourself.
Thanks.
You might not need him, though.
Why not?
Well, just now when your dad left, you hardly blinked. I was in floods last night when Mum drove off. I went to a corridor party and got completely off my face. It was fun, actually. There's a pub crawl tomorrow night if you're up for it.
Oh, I think we're going to the theatre tomorrow.
What, with people from your course?
No. Me and my dad, it's the Wild Duck. I did it for A-level.
Oh, so Does he live in Manchester, your dad?
He's staying in a hotel.
For work or something?
No, he took the week off. He just worries about me. Like, when I was little, I had all these problems with my teeth. Like, I had every kind of brace that's ever been invented. Train tracks, headgear, the lot. So I was always at the dentist and my dad could never sleep the night before. I'd be nervous, but he'd literally be awake all night.
I don't think my dad's ever noticed I've got teeth.
He's just very protective of me. So he's staying here.
Cool. So I start a revolution from my bed. 'Cause you
said the brains I had went to my head. I mean, it's still a complete mystery, but...
What are you eating?
Roast beef and horseradish on rye, room service. It's quite nice, actually. And crisps. Sorry, am I crunching in your ear?
No, go on. It's still a complete mystery.
Well, because I'm 99% sure I filled in single occupancy on that form. But it might not be a bad thing, you know. And Natasha seems a nice girl. We should have thought of this before.
We did. She wasn't having any of it.
Well, it all blurs together sometimes.
Oh, I know. Oh, we've got Danny's parent-teacher thing on Thursday, remember? GCSE chat.
He was teething 5 minutes ago.
So will you be back by then?
Thursday? I'm not sure. I'll give it a day or two.
Thursday would make four.
She's still so little, Julia. I watched her walking towards me at the petrol station. She looked about 12.
She's an adult, Ben. Technically, she is. She can vote, she can drink. She could drive if she showed any interest in learning.
God help us.
She'd probably be good. Cautious.
I'll remind you of that sentence one day.
We have to let her fend for herself at some point. That's all I'm saying. You can put it off and put it off, but in the end...
I know. I'm going to.
And she'll survive. She'll astonish us. Like Edie always does. Once she's properly worried us sick.
But if you had to, Dad...
Can we just focus for a minute on finding the building?
We're going the right way. Look, Faculty of Humanities, School of Arts.
OK.
So which one would you choose?
The thing is, I don't want to be stuck in a lift with anyone.
But if you were...
Fine. The blonde one, Agnetha.
It's Agnetha.
Agnetha, sorry.
And why?
Well, because I don't know what the other three are called.
Dad, it has to be a proper reason. Think about it.
Faculty of Humanities. Here we are. Where's your piece of paper? Do you know where you're going once you're inside?
I'll answer yours when you answer mine. Which member of ABBA would you most like to...
Edie, I don't know. The other girl, with dark hair.
Why Frieda?
Because the blonde one always got all the attention and she sometimes looked a bit fed up.
But it's...
Now, that's my final answer. Now, go and register. I'll see you in a couple of hours outside the Students' Union.
A couple of hours? It won't take that long.
Oh, you don't know. There might be other stuff to do.
Like what? It just says course registration.
Give yourself time. You might get chatting to someone nice.
For 2 hours? You'd have to be more than nice.
Well, that wasn't too painful, was it?
Sorry?
I suddenly panicked this morning and thought we might have to prove our interest in English literature. Get up and recite Beowulf or something. I'm Josh, by the way.
Edie.
Single honours?
Yep.
Yeah, me too. How are you finding it so far?
Well, we've only just registered, so...
I mean Freshers' Week. It's terrifying, isn't it? Do you feel like everything's being roared at you through a loudspeaker?
A bit.
Or like you've woken up in Super Mario World or something. Maybe I've just been drunk for 24 hours. Have you seen all those meningitis posters?
Men in what?
All those posters saying, thumping head, dry mouth, see a GP if you think you have the symptoms of meningitis. This guy on my staircase runs to the health centre in a total panic and the doctor goes, "You have the symptoms of a hangover. Go away." So do you think we're free now?
Free?
Yeah, are we meant to do anything else today?
Oh, I don't think so, no.
Oh, have you been round the Freshers' Fair yet?
Not yet.
I put my head in earlier, but I chickened out. It's like one of those Flemish paintings of hell. If I go round it on my own, I won't join anything. Or I'll join everything and that'll be worse.
Yeah, I'd probably feel obliged to join something really weird.
Well, in case no one else does.
Exactly. I'd end up joining the Elk Taming Society or something.
Well, you never know when you might need to tame an elk.
It's true. This is Manchester.
Well, should we go and check it out?
Oh,
I didn't really sell it, did I?
It's just I'm meeting someone in a minute.
Oh, cool. Fair enough.
Well, I'd better dash, actually. He'll be waiting.
All you needed was a friend. You just had to ask and then. You don't have to have the solution.
So, did you meet any of your tutors?
Dad, are you actually looking at the paintings?
I am. They're terrific.
I think I like Rossetti best. Don't you, in this room?
Probably.
I definitely do. And Millet. I love Millet, don't you?
So which tutors did you meet?
Just Dr. Hemsley.
And was she nice?
She was busy.
And did you meet any course mates?
Of course, Dad. We all had to register together.
And were they nice?
They were fine.
You didn't want to grab a bite with them?
Well, I thought I was grabbing a bite with you after this. Shall we do the European Old Masters now, or are you tired?
Just don't worry about me if other opportunities come up, OK? The main thing is to get to know a few friendly faces. Make it all a bit less intimidating.
I've got 3 years to get to know them. You're going home in 3 days.
Yeah, but you know me already.
Dad, who painted the Flemish pictures of hell?
Oh, you mean Bosch. The Garden of Earthly Delights.
That sounds more like heaven.
Well, it's mankind being punished for giving in to worldly temptations. Getting booted out of Eden into hell on earth. Why do you ask?
No reason. I prefer the Pre-Raphaelites, don't you?
Danny! Shut the front door, please, before you start kicking or bowling anything. Danny!
What?
Front door!
I am willing.
You have one new message. 7:24 p.m.
Hi, sweetheart. It's me. It's Tuesday night. Just checking.
Can I have some crisps?
Shh! Dad.
It's just to let you know that everything's absolutely fine. Edie's in great spirits. She's had a very positive day. We're about to go to the cinema.
Oh, she's having such a ball. How about leaving her there?
What did you say?
Oh, no. Nothing. Very good.
Isn't this cool? I've joined literally everything. Wine sock, beer sock, cock sock.
Cock sock?
Cocktail society, ED. Filthy mind.
Oh, no.
What else? Italian conversation, women's football, cheese. Oh, and the origami girl made me the swan. Look.
Wow, that's amazing.
What about you? What have you joined?
Nothing yet. I was just looking, really. I was thinking of joining the Magic and Occult Society.
The what?
The man said he drew up my personal horoscope. I'm a Gemini, but my moon's in Capricorn.
That weird bloke wearing antlers. Edie, he's a Fruit Loop. All those photos of people leaping about on the moors.
He said they're celebrating the solstice.
Yeah, he would, wouldn't he?
Do you think I shouldn't?
I think you definitely should. You're a Fruit Loop too.
Do you think so?
Go on, I'll wait for you.
I might just leave it for now.
Come on then, let's get out of here. There's a tequila tasting in the Union from 2. Free bar for freshers.
Oh, the thing is, I'm meeting my dad in a minute.
Right.
You can come with if you like.
So, we are going for spring rolls, seaweed, Peking duck with
extra
pancakes. Are you okay with this, Tasha, or are we steamrolling you?
No, God, go for it.
Right, egg fried rice and a couple of mains. Is that enough?
That is loads.
Oh, can we have lemon chicken? I'm just going to the loo.
Do you know where it is?
I'll find it, Dad.
If you pass our waiter, Squirrel, send him over.
Okay.
Could I ask, really?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this is really kind of you, Mr. Maddox.
It's a pleasure, and call me Ben.
My uncle's called Ben.
All the best people are.
Oh, he's a freakoid, actually. Mm. But you're nice.
Oh, thanks, Natasha.
Actually, I prefer Tasha.
Sorry, Tasha.
No probs.
Tasha, could I ask you a favour?
Sure.
I just wondered if you mind keeping a bit of an eye on Edie after I go back to London. I don't mean look after her or anything. Just check in with her now and then. You've probably noticed all this is a bit of a challenge for her.
All what?
Being here, leaving home and everything.
Really? I think she seems fine.
Right. Well, great, if that's how she seems. It's just she's quite young for her age, that's all. She might just need a bit of encouragement from time to time to go out and meet people, not squirrel herself away. It would be a big relief to her mum and me if we felt someone was looking out for her, not to put any pressure on you, of course.
That's cool. I'm good at looking after people. Oh,
thanks, Tasha. Oh, here she comes.
So when are you going home?
Soon, probably.
I can open the toilet door.
I'll give it a couple more days.
Come on, youth, my son! On the wing! On the wing, Sparky! On the wing! Youth!
Dad, who's your favourite player, Sparky?
No, I don't know. It's probably Cantona.
So, would you rather be stuck at Lip?
Yep.
With Cantona? Yep. Oh, Sparky!
So, my girl, this is where they invented the Eccles cake.
Here?
Well, not in this particular establishment, no. I was hoping for a cosy little tea room, but at least we're out of the rain.
What is an Eccles cake, anyway?
It's a sort of a flaky bun with currants inside. We called them squashed fly cakes when I was a kid. But don't let that put you off. Do you want one? When in Rome, etc.?
We're not in Rome.
No, we're in Eccles.
Hey, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we should actually go to Rome.
Next time.
Where are you? Very noisy.
We're just in town picking up some stuff for Edie's room.
You do know it's Thursday tomorrow.
Dad, put it away. People are looking.
She won't let me use the mobile in the street.
We'll call you tonight, Mum.
We're at the opera tonight. Sorry, love, what were you saying, Thursday?
The opera?
I got cheap tickets for La Traviata. Restricted view, but still. Can you believe we have never taken this girl to an opera? Hello? Julia? I think I've lost you.
Not quite, but you're on fairly thin ice.
The streets like a jungle.
Sorry, were you asleep?
I was reading. Did you have fun?
So, I'm on the dance floor and this girl suddenly flings herself at me like she's my long-lost twin and I'm like, oh my God, it's Bryony Eking. She was at my school, but she was a total mouse. She hardly said a word for 7 years. She had a doctor's note to say she didn't have to read out loud in class. And now, she's standing in front of me in a sequined bra, knocking back cider and you can't shut her up.
You should have some water.
I mean, how can someone change that much since July?
Here, how much do you think you drank? You're supposed to match it exactly with the same amount of water.
What?
Then you won't get dehydrated.
I'd rather be dehydrated. How was your night?
Oh, it was lovely, thanks. We went to an exhibition about L.S. Lowry and then for a Carolyn Curry.
Do you mind if I turn the light off?
No. I'm quite tired.
Edie, don't take this the wrong way, okay? Oh, you already did.
Go on.
I think your dad is lovely. Honestly, I wish he was my dad, but I think he has to let you go.
I told you, he worries.
Yeah, but if he was really worried, he'd go home and let you make some friends before it's too late.
Too late? It's the first week.
And it's nearly over and you've spent the whole time in art galleries with him. You haven't spoken to a single other person.
I went to the pub last night with you.
Stayed about 10 minutes.
Well, I drank too much. I felt weird. I just wanted to go to bed.
Yeah, and on that subject, I have to tell you something. I'm not being mean, I just think you should know.
What are you talking about?
Ginger ale isn't alcohol.
Of course it is. It's ale.
It's a soft drink.
Then why is it called ale?
Ginger beer's called beer, and that's not alcohol, is it?
Isn't it?
Where have you been all your life?
Are you sure?
My parents run a pub.
But I felt lightheaded. I was slurring my words.
You thought you were drunk, so you acted drunk.
It wasn't acting.
I mean, you felt drunk. Calm down. No one noticed apart from me. I'm just telling you for the future, that's all.
Well, thank you.
Look, there's a 70s night at the Academy tomorrow. Why don't you come? They'll play loads of ABBA.
It's my dad's last night. He's leaving on Friday morning.
You'll be with him all day, though, won't you? Surely he won't mind if you do your own thing at night.
I can't hear you.
I said, are you glad you came?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I told you. Do you like your drink?
My what?
Your drink. Do you like it?
I love it.
Well, should we get another one?
What was it called?
A Blast Away.
Edie. Edie, how's it going?
Oh, hello, Josh. This is my friend Tasha.
Oh, hi, Tasha.
Hello.
Listen, I hope you did join the Elk Taming Society or I'll be the only person at the induction.
What's this?
Nothing. The freshest fair.
Oh, she didn't join anything. She walked around for 2 hours and nearly joined the Magic and Occult Society.
What stopped you?
Sasha thought the man looked insane.
I was encouraging you. Insane is cool, right, Josh?
It can be. So, Edie, are you coming to the Inglit drinks tomorrow?
What drinks?
Well, it's in that pile of stuff they gave us. Wine and cheese in the department at 6. You've got to come. You owe me. I only joined those elk tamers because of you.
You did not.
Across my heart. But you've got to come. Anyway, my friends are over there, so it was nice to meet you, Tasha.
Nice to meet you.
Tomorrow, Edie, seriously. Wine and cheese.
Who is Josh?
Oh, he's just someone on my course.
Well, he definitely knows who you are.
He was just being friendly. He probably liked you.
He hardly looked at me, which I will admit is unusual.
Boys aren't interested in me. I'm not just saying it, they never are.
They probably think you're not interested in them. You don't exactly put yourself out there.
What do you mean?
You're on a dance floor in a mohair jumper, Edie. Your shoes are like a child's. I'm not being mean, I just think you'd look amazing with a bit of eye makeup.
I'm wearing eye makeup.
Where?
On my eyes?
Well, it's invisible. Oh my God, Edie.
What?
Can I give you a makeover?
Oh, no, Tasha, thanks.
I'm really good at it, I swear.
Okay, if you really want to.
Come on, let's go to the loo.
Now?
Why not? I've got makeup remover as well. I swear, I won't be offended. If you don't like it, you can take it off.
Now she's out, Dad. They've gone to my parents' thing.
Can you stop bouncing the ball just for a minute? It's reverberating. Your mum's gone to what?
I don't know. Some parent-teachers meeting.
Oh, hell.
Either that or she's having an affair. You know, she did have a lot of perfume on.
Oh, I'm sorry, kid. I should be there.
It's probably just some boring lecture on how to spy on your children to make sure they're revising.
I feel terrible, though.
Take it from me. It would have been a waste of your life. Oops.
What was that?
Nothing. Just some books and stuff. It's fine.
Listen, mate. I know this has been a bit of a weird time. Edie leaving home, me being away. I hope you know that I'd do absolutely the same for you when it's your turn to start university.
Yeah, Dad, no offence or anything, but I think I'll be okay on my own.
Hi, Danny!
Dad's on the phone!
Oh, I'm coming!
And did you have fun?
Oh.
Go and score a goal somewhere.
And Maddox peels his way down the wing.
Hi.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. There's just so much to do up here.
There's nothing to do, Ben. Everything's done.
What do you mean?
We've done everything in our power to make this easier for her. You found her a nice hall of residence. You drove her there. You stayed. I made sure she had a roommate to talk to. Between us, I think we covered all the bases.
What?
And now it's up to her to make it work.
Hang on. You did it. You ticked the shared room.
Well, I wasn't going to leave her on her own, was I?
So I cry with a limp, just get by on a limp, till these blue eyes of mine, they are closed. So here's to an old-fashioned peck on the cheek, and farewell, my sweet northern rose.
Keep your eyes closed.
Ow.
Nearly finished.
Ow! What are you doing now?
Eyelash curlers, you have to suffer a bit.
No, stop, Tasha, it really hurts.
Right, right, there. You can look.
Wow.
You look really good, Edie.
Thanks.
Oh, you hate it, don't you?
I'm sorry.
It honestly really suits you.
Would you mind if I take it off?
Give it a chance. Let's go and find Josh again.
Oh, it's just not me.
But you don't have to be you. You can be anyone. No one knows you're here. You can reinvent yourself.
I don't want to. I want to stay the same.
It's only makeup. It's not like I've given you plastic surgery.
Oh, you said you wouldn't be offended.
I just think it's a shame. You look amazing and no one's going to see it.
I look hideous.
Fine. There's my cleanser. Take it off.
Look, why is it such a big deal? Does it ruin your street cred if your roommate isn't covered in eyeliner?
Forget it, Edie. I was just trying to help.
And did I ask for your help?
No, but your dad said you needed a bit of encouragement.
What? When did he say that?
But sure, I get the message. I won't bother anymore. Just don't expect me to hold your hand when Daddy goes.
It's him who needs the encouragement. I want him to go.
Edie, give me my car keys now.
I don't want you to go.
Come on, Squirrel. I kept my side of the bargain. I've been here all week.
I didn't realise it was such a hardship. I thought we were having a nice time.
We had a lovely time, but it's Friday now and your mum's expecting me.
Ring her if you like. Use your precious mobile.
What do I say? Sorry, Edie's holding me hostage, so I'm staying in Manchester forever.
Yes, say that.
I can't say that.
And take me with you. Oh, I hate it when you rub your eyes like that.
All right, listen. As you know perfectly well, there is nothing I'd like more than to take you with me. To get in the car, hit the road, walk through the door with fish and chips and tell your mum that we tried. We gave it our best shot, but in the end, we decided you'd be better off at home.
Then let's do it. Come on. Why not?
Because life moves forwards, and you'll have a rotten time next week, and a slightly better time the week after, and by Christmas you'll have 1,000 pals, and we'll be sitting at home wondering why you never call us anymore. That's how it has to be, however much we hate it. Both of us.
Why am I the only one that's fighting it?
Fighting what?
You're all just letting it happen. You and Mum, all my friends, everyone I know. This terrible thing is happening and you're all just going along with it.
What are you talking about? What terrible thing?
I'm the only one saying no. Stop. I don't agree to this. We're fine as we are. We don't need to get any older. Not me, not anyone. Not you.
Squirrel.
But I can't do it on my own. I can't keep the rest of you safe if you all just keep going along with it.
There's no alternative, Edie. You can't fight time.
Why not?
And even if you could, the rest of the world will just move on without you. All your pals, they'll grow up, graduate, get jobs. Maybe one day they'll drive their own kids to university. And that's how you do it, Edie. That's how you fight time, by moving with it, by living. Not standing stock still and refusing to budge.
I don't understand.
Oh, you will, one day.
What if I let you go and something terrible happens?
Nothing terrible is going to happen.
Well, it feels like the beginning of the end.
It's not. It's just the beginning.
Literally, every time I walk past the union, someone gives me a free packet of condoms. How sexually active do they think I am? Oh, hi, Mr. Ben. Are you off?
In a minute, yeah.
Cool.
So, do you know where I left my car keys, Edie?
Oh, I found them. Here.
Thank you. Now, can I rely on you both to have as much fun as possible and learn very little of any future worth?
We'll do our best.
Total idleness, please, with the exception of Edie's daily geography lesson. Explain to her that England's not very big, will you, Tasha?
I know how big England is.
And very easy to get from one end to the other if needs be. So,
shall I come down to the car with you?
Oh, just wave from the window. It's cold. Bye, Tasha.
Safe journey.
Bye, Squirrel.
Dad?
Yeah?
Just remember to stop for a break if your eyes get tired.
I will.
And don't forget to wave.
Are you okay?
Yes, thanks.
Do you want Gavin Gorilla?
Actually, can I borrow a lipstick?
Really? I mean, sure. Look in the mirror, don't do it blind.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
You want a lip liner too?
It's fine.
That red really suits you. It looks repulsive on me.
I bet it doesn't.
You can keep it if you like.
Well, don't you want it?
I just said it is not my colour.
Okay. Thanks.
Is he waving?
He's doing a dance. Don't look!
I won't look. What kind of dance?
An embarrassing one. Dad! Get in the car! I thought you didn't want to hit the traffic. Go on, off you pop, it's time!
All right, pal. It's time. Waving goodbye. Absent-minded smile. I watch her go. Search of that well-known sun. I have to sit down for a while.
In Thin Ice by Amy Rosenthal, Ben was Richard Lumsden and Edie, Georgia Groom. Natasha was Helen Monks, Julia, Susanna Wise, Josh, Charlie Clements, Danny, Sam Perry, and the university porter, Sancho McCormack. The director was Marion Nancaro.
And if you'd like to hear the whole of the Rosenthal season, you can find Eskimo Day, Cold Enough for Snow, and Thin Ice, all